Dancer Vaslav Nijinsky paved the way for Nureyev and Baryshnikov. His career lasted just 12 years, but in that time he danced the premieres of classics such as Petrushka and Scheherazade, and choreographed controversial ballets such as The Rite of Spring and Afternoon of a Faun. Alicia Zuckerman reports Nijinsky is the subject of an exhibition in New York.
The night the Ballet Russe premiered Vaslav Nijinsky's Rite of Spring with an original score by Igor Stravinsky is one of the most notorious events in dance history. It was Paris, 1913. Nijinsky was the star dancer of the Ballet Russe, but that night he was offstage, directing a work that was full of ritual circle dances and frenetic, jerky movements. No one had ever seen anything like it in ballet before. Even Stravinsky hated it at first. Nijinsky's choreography to The Rite of Spring ushered in ballet modernism, and not quietly, says New Yorker magazine dance critic Joan Acacella.
People screamed, people beat each other with umbrellas, the police had to be called, the dancers couldn't hear the orchestra because there was too much screaming in the theater. Nijinsky had to stand on a chair in the wings and yell the counts to the dancers. It was truly a scandal.
The New York Public Library for the Performing Arts has one of the largest collections of Nijinsky photographs in the world, and they're among the library's most sought-after materials. Some of the show's most striking images are of Nijinsky as Petrushka, the puppet who falls in love with the ballerina who loves someone else. Curator Madeline Nichols says they convey his abilities as an actor.
Look at how his hands are up by his heart and his chest is caved in. He was playing the role of a puppet who had a broken heart. And the story itself is a beautiful story. And here is Nijinsky taking you right along with him.
You know, you sort of lived on stories of that dashing young man who could just jump higher than anyone.
Jenny Summers Shea, a teacher from Maine, is visiting the Nijinsky show in New York. When she studied ballet as a little girl, she thought of Nijinsky as mythical.
In your dreams, he is just able to jump over your head better than Superman.
At the height of Nijinsky's fame, fans would sneak into his dressing room while he was on stage and steal his underwear. The French press called him a spirit and the god of dance. There is so much mystery surrounding his life. For years, he and Ballet Russe founder Serge Diaghilev were lovers. Then, Nijinsky shocked everyone, especially Diaghilev, by returning from a tour with a wife, a Hungarian socialite often described as a Ballet Russe groupie. A distraught Diaghilev fired him. Nijinsky danced with the Ballet Russe for the last time on a major tour of the United States. His final performance was a frantic solo for a small audience in 1919, 6 months before the Treaty of Versailles officially ended World War I. He allegedly told his audience, "Now I will dance you the war which you did not prevent." A month and a half later, Vaslav Nijinsky was diagnosed with schizophrenia, though that diagnosis has been the subject of debate.
We're standing in front of what I call the dance world's Liberty Bell.
Curator Madeline Nichols points to Nijinsky's original diary, kept in a glass case at the center of the New York Public Library's exhibition. Over the course of 6.5 weeks, Nijinsky chronicled his own descent into mental illness. Joan Acacella edited the English translation of his diary.
We watch him in the diary desperately trying to hang on to his sanity at the same time that other thoughts are welling up more and more strongly in his brain.
He became obsessed with notions of God, of being a messenger of God, and of being God. He became a staunch vegetarian and socialist and believed in marital chastity. Throughout the diary, he repeats over and over that he loves all people. After spending 30 years in and out of institutions, Nijinsky died of kidney failure in 1950. Tamara Nijinsky, now in her 70s, is his only surviving child.
His father, naturally, he was a great dancer and extraordinary choreographer, etc., etc. But people don't know him, naturally, as the extraordinary human being he was. He was a very down-to-earth man and very simple man, and father wasn't really doing conversation, but I knew, and it was clear that he was listening, quote-unquote, and he was a very good listener.
Only since his death are historians realizing he was listening all the time, and that's part of what made him a great dancer and choreographer. Vaclav Nijinsky, Creating a New Artistic Era, runs at the New York Public Library for the Performing Arts through May 3rd. For NPR News, I'm Alicia Zuckerman.